This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden's grim assessment of a world facing the biggest risk of nuclear Armageddon since the Cuba Missile Crisis appeared to edge beyond the boundaries of current U.S. intelligence assessments. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre and U.S. security officials say there's no evidence of imminent plans for a Russian nuclear strike.
He was reinforcing what we have been saying, which is how seriously we take these threats.
It's not the first time the president's appeared to push against the margins of U.S. policy. In March, he twice made remarks about Putin that the White House had to walk back.
I think he is a war criminal.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
Last month, he told CBS's 60 Minutes U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if China invaded. U.S. policy does not say whether American troops would respond to a Chinese attack. The White House later said there is no change to that policy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's defense ministry said in an intelligence update posted on Twitter Friday that repurposed, captured Russian equipment makes up a large proportion of Ukraine's military hardware. It said Ukraine has likely captured at least 440 Russian main battle tanks and around 650 other armored vehicles since Russia invaded in February. The update said the failure of Russian crews to destroy intact equipment before withdrawing or surrendering highlights their poor state of training and low levels of battle discipline. The ministry predicted Russia will continue to lose heavy weaponry because of severe strain and demoralization of Russian troops.